Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Unbelievable, Lee. I mean, it's all the same story this morning, really. Most of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
Break down to the Democrats arguing that certain groups of people are above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are Democrat adjacent or uniparty adjacent. I mean, we're seeing that out of Illinois this morning. This incredible statement by the Chicago PD, who, when ICE agents are at risk of being killed under fire and are surrounded after being rammed by 10 people, they simply don't respond. Why? ICE agents aren't the right people, so it's okay if they die. This is the Democrat way. It's okay if they die. When they get busted, they said, no, we didn't call off the police. But there was a patriot inside of the dispatch center. It's like, oh, yes, they did. Here's the documents. There were both written and typed commands. So if you're an ICE agent, you're less than human and you don't get police protection. However, in the Upside Down, by the way, I can't wait for Stranger Things to come out. In the Upside Down, where rules and laws and norms don't apply, if you're a criminal illegal alien, you want to be an officer with the Chicago PD. Well, that's fine. Village officials in Hanover Park, after ICE arrested a police officer in Hanover Park, Illinois. He's an illegal immigrant, overstayed a tourist visa. Hanover Park Police Department announced his graduation. ICE picks him up. They say, well, if, basically, if he can slip the bounds of the federal government, if he's not deported, if he's allowed to stay in the U.S., he can return to full duty status. How does that work when you're a criminal? Overstaying a visa is a crime. Yeah. Well, some crimes are much worse than others. And some crimes we just pretend aren't crimes. This is part of this system, Lee, where illegal immigrants are better than, and so laws can never be applied to them, but Donald Trump is less than. So he was supposed to go to prison for 700 years across 5 cases.
Yeah.
I'm loving the irony this morning, folks. I'm absolutely loving the irony this morning of everybody who's screaming and yelling bloody murder over John Bolton. The media. Donald Trump, a lot of people don't understand the classified documents case against Donald Trump went, right? They used a novel legal theory that had never been used against a president before, that if he didn't write down, I am declassifying this so I can take it home, then he's guilty. It was particularly outrageous, you'll remember, how they did this to Trump. Because at the time, Barack Obama in his library still has classified data that he was asked to return, but the Library of Congress never did. Didn't bother. Bush, same thing. And it was thought, well, you can mentally declassify it. You don't have to write a note asking anybody's permission. You're the executive, right? So remember, Barack Obama never bothered to return classified data when they ask. Same thing with George W. Bush. And when Trump does the same thing, he gets a raid on Mar-a-Lago. See how this works? This has never been done before. But all of the same people you're seeing right now scream dictatorship and show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Yeah. Stalin, blah, 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 as they did yesterday on MSNBC and CNN. These people were cheering for Trump's conviction. And let me tell you something. You want to know why Trump wasn't convicted? Two reasons. And I closely covered that court case. Our side did not. We failed there. It turned out that they kept notifying Trump over and over and over again. Hey, we want to send you some classified data. Hey, we want to send you some notes, some history from your term. Can we ship it? Can you come pick it up? Can you come pick it up? And Trump's like, no, I really want it. And they're like, okay, we'll ship it to your house. They shipped it to his house. Then they raided his house because he possessed it.
Can you say setup?
People don't understand this about the classified documents case. The only reason he wasn't in court on election day in that case was because he got a judge he appointed. She still went forward with the case. And I'm bringing all this up if you're listening, because to understand the difference between this and John Bolton, okay? The only reason he wasn't in court on election day was because the lawyer for Trump's co-defendant, a guy who worked at Mar-a-Lago, who was a much smarter guy, unfortunately, than Trump's lawyers. Trump hires crappy lawyers. But the co-defendant was like, the co-defense lawyer's like, wait a minute. They were relying on the order of the classified documents in the box. Okay, these would have been when Trump was still president. We can't get them on these. But these here, these documents, those are from after Trump was president. And here he's got them. And so he couldn't have declassified these. They were relying on the order, right? And remember, the FBI and the DOJ said, no, we have not tampered with the order. We haven't touched it one iota. They got caught. They tampered with it. They changed the order. They lied in court. That's felony level perjury. If you and I do it, don't try it. Believe me. Lawyers in the audience are like, yeah, don't try that. You go to prison. So the FBI and DOJ changed the order to make it look like some of the highly classified top secret stuff had been taken by Trump, when it actually predated. Like, in other words, he could have walked out with it all he wanted. He was the president.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And they got caught for that. And Rosemary Collier stopped right there. That's why he was not in court on election day, and began essentially trying the FBI and DOJ. What did you know? When did you know it? Who was the person who moved this data? And the media immediately stopped covering it because it was a felony. And even the FBI and the DOJ knew. They had said, under penalty of perjury, in court filings, we did not change the order. They did. So that's the standard, just so we understand, of justice for Trump, okay? That's the Trump standard, the extreme standard of justice. So extreme, we've never seen it since the founding. John Bolton? No big deal. Take stuff out of the vault, walk it home. It's highly classified. Email it to yourself over AOL. Email it to your friends. Email it to your family. Email it to other people. We don't know who they are yet. They're not named in the indictment. That should be interesting. Send it all over the place so that when the Iranians hack your email, you idiot, they've not now got highly classified data. And the same media that cheered the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the same media that said no one's above the law, even when Donald Trump does exactly what Barack Obama and George Bush did. And Mike Pence, too, by the way. Oh, and Joe Biden. That Trump's not against law. And remember, Lee, we had an admission from that same DOJ that Biden absolutely illegally walked classified data out in many, many ways. There were pallets of it dating back to the 70s in the Penn Biden Center.
When he did not have clearance.
No, he had no clearance whatsoever of any kind. He was even taking notes in notebooks to write it all down so he could take it home. And the Obama administration was having to chase him around saying, no, you can't do that. Please bring the notebook. No, bring it back. Some of it he brought back, some of it he didn't. I've no doubt Hunter was Xeroxing it. But, and they admit it, Biden did all this, okay? Not only that, the Chinese donated over $100 million to Penn Biden Center. Their representatives were allowed to fly here from China and walk through this Penn Biden Center where there were literally pallets of classified data unsecured. And what were we told by the DOJ? No big thing. It's I mean, he's such a nice old man. Nobody would ever convict him. So we're just not going to try him. But everyone hates Trump. So we'll go ahead and try him. That was the standard, just so we're clear. Now we find John Bolton behaving in the exact manner as Hillary and Obama and Joe Biden, where you take classified data, which is a felony, and you take it for two reasons. Number one, to leak it and tar Trump. And number two, to make money. But if you're an oligarch, a member of the Uniparty in the deep state in good standing, you could do it. That's why Bolton thought he could do it. That's why Bolton was so casually sending it to family and friends. It's no big deal. That is the standard we have to break the back of. But panic has erupted, fake panically, on MSNBC. Listen to this after I've just given you this background. Okay.
But why are we even having this conversation? Why is this happening? Because Donald Trump has ordered his Justice Department to systematically go after his political opponents. Again, show me the man, I will show you the crime. But let's never forget that this prosecution is taking place because Donald Trump wills it and will continue, as Maya just said, will continue to insist upon these kinds of vindictive prosecutions.
Uh-huh. No, they've just never seen an oligarch, a member of the deep state in good standing, prosecuted. They don't understand it. Much like in Illinois, if you're an illegal immigrant and you're a police officer, you've committed fraud when you told them, hey, there's no crimes in my background. They're like, well, you know, if the federal government lets you go, you can come back on the force. Laws don't apply to you. That's the mentality that's going to cost us this country. We've got to break the back of it.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.